The School Run, episode 5 or 6, because I forget how many earlier episodes there have been. Paul O'Mahony talking to you, taking his daughter Grace to school in Douglas in Cork. I've done it. We got to the school on time this morning, and I'm now leaving the school, getting into my car to go to work. The interesting thing about today in Cork is that my child doesn't have to wear school uniform. The school has decided that the children can wear the colours of Cork, red and white. The reason they're going to wear red and white, to those of you in America, Australia, New Zealand, and who have never met anyone from Cork before, is that Cork are in the final of the All-Ireland football against a team from a county called Down. Now, I'm not a great knowledgeable person about GAA football, but I understand that Down might be playing in black. Now, forgive me, this may be misinformation, but as far as my daughter is concerned, Cork are red and Down are black, and Cork are up and Down are down. So that's been the story of the day, if you like. But one reflection on the school run, which fathers might be interested in, mothers will know already, I imagine, is that the school run I started thinking would be actually about the drive. There'd be a lot of stuff about the traffic and what you might see on the way and the thoughts that I'd have while driving in the car. But actually, there are two parts to the school run. There's getting from home to the school, and then the part crossing the road is fairly trivial and unimportant, that's dead easy. But you then go into the school yard, and this morning, to tell you, I actually had 2 practice goes at hopscotch. I've had to relearn how to do hopscotch. I'm being trained by my daughter. So in we go into the classroom, and this is where the second episode or second half of the school run takes place, because going through my mind is, well, how am I going to get out of here? And the first thing, I can't actually deliver her and say turn around and say bye-bye now, because of the insecurity of the situation. There's just too much uncertainty and going on, and she likes structure, she likes shape, she likes to have a process, likes to know what the beginning, the middle and the end of what's going on. So it's important to her. She won't feel secure and fully safe and comfortable until she knows exactly what's going on. And as soon as you go into that schoolroom, you don't know what's going on. You don't know. And today was especially interesting because nobody was dressed in school uniform, and it was even hard to know which girls were from which class. So anyway, basically the routine that we have slipped into is that I will sit down in a tiny chair, about 9 inches off the ground, I would say, and sit there, and my daughter will go and fetch me a book to read. So this morning we read a book about a sheepdog that had a litter of pups, and the family had to decide which one of the litter they would keep. And a particular little collie pup called Sam got chosen for reasons, and I don't want to spoil the book for you, but it's clearly a book based in Scotland, I would say, or else in Yorkshire. So so that's been the issues. I'm now about to leave Douglas Road in Cork on the most glorious day imaginable. There's a chill in the air, by the way. This is definitely autumn, not the end of summer. But this is really getting into autumn now, and the leaves are really going to start coming off the trees very soon, I think. But I'm going to Ballincollig, and I'm grappling with the issues of reputation and how. Anyway, enough about my work. This is about the school run. It's been good. It's now 9:01, and I wish you all a very good day today. Cheerio. Bye bye.